Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week with the CrossFit Linchpin Private Track. Today is Monday, April 18th, 2022. If you've been around for a while, thank you, of course, for your continued support. If you're brand new, big welcome, but also make sure, before you watch the rest of this video, every Monday I attach another video to the day's training entitled New to Linchpin, Watch This First. So pause this, watch that other one, and then come back. It's a bit of a longer video, I admit, but you only have to watch it once, and what it does is it gives you all the background information so that everything I talk about in the daily video makes sense to you, because without it, you'll be a bit lost. Why is there a not-for-time workout every week? What's the difference between the scaled and the wildcard option? Things of that nature, so it really just helps solidify all that stuff so you maximize your experience, which is what we want. So do that and then come on back. Here we go. The workout of the day is a huge favorite. It also happens to be available in a partner version. We make a partner workout once per week. And it's also our not for time option. So you have the choice, do it for time or not do it for time. It's one of the most beloved workouts probably in CrossFit. It's DT. It's a hero workout. And every hero workout, there's a real person behind it that lost their life. So if you'd like to learn more about the story behind the DT workout, just go to Google, type in CrossFit Hero DT, and you can read everything that you want about the individual. Here's what DT is, and we're saying it's also not for time if you so desire. 5 rounds for time or not, 12 deadlifts, 9 hang power cleans, and 6 push jerks. And all that's at 155 pounds for the men, 155 for the men, 105 pounds for the women. So DT's pretty tough, pretty rugged, but people love it. And again, also have a two-person team version where just you have big chunks of work done chipper style, just one person working at a time. So for example, it's 120 deadlifts, 90 hang power cleans, and 60 push jerks. One person working at a time, the pair just goes breaking up the work as they desire until as a team they accomplish 120 deadlifts. Then they play that same game with the 90 hang power cleans and then finally the 60 push jerks. So for DT, I would love to know that initially, if the workout was not 5 rounds for time, if it was just 1 round for time, do you think you could get through 1 round in the individual movements unbroken, meaning could you do 12 deadlifts, drop the bar, shake it out for a second, pick it up, do 9 hang power cleans, drop the bar, shake it out for a second, and then do 6 push jerks? Is that well within your capacity? I'm not saying you'd have to be able to do a round unbroken, but is that well within your capacity to do that safely if it was just 1 round? If the answer is yes, there's probably a pretty good chance that you can handle that loading relatively well. If the answer is absolutely not, you may want to consider the scaled option. We've got a video showing the deadlift, the hang power clean, and the push jerk. We've got the goal times. Super Fitness Robot time. This is data pulled from BTWB. Men, 9 minutes 14 seconds or less. Women, 8 minutes 25 seconds or less. More likely, men, 12 minutes and 50 seconds. Women, 11:48 in that neighborhood. The wildcard option, also has a team version, is precisely the same movements, rep schemes, but we knocked the loading down to 135 for men and 95 pounds for women. Let's see, I forgot to put or not. 5 rounds for time or not. The scaled option, we are knocking down not only the loading, but also the reps just a little bit. So we've got 9 deads, 7 hang power cleans, and 5 push press. And this is going to be 115 pounds for the men and 75 pounds for the women. And all of that also, of course, has a team version. And we've got a video showing the push press for the scaled option. That's a change from the push jerk for the other two options. Limited equipment option, the dumbbell crew, the zombie apocalypse team, some of the toughest people walking the planet at any given time. Pair of 50-pound dumbbells for the men, pair of 35-pound dumbbells for the women, or if another set of dumbbells makes more sense for you, be it higher or lower, use those. 5 rounds for time, or not, 18 dumbbell deadlifts, 12 dumbbell hang power cleans, 10 dumbbell push jerks. Super Fitness Robot, 11 minutes and 30 seconds or less. More likely time, 18 minutes. We've got a no equipment workout for the day. 5 rounds for time of 20 glute bridges, 9 broad jumps, and 6 strict handstand push-ups. And if you can't do the strict handstand push-ups, you can do 6 kipping handstand push-ups or 15 regular push-ups per round. And those glute bridges have a 1 second pause at the top of each movement. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. Every day we post accessory work. Every day I say that it is optional, and it truly is. You do not need to do accessory work to get fit. And it's covered in the New to Lynchpin Watch This First. The first part, there's 3 options. You're only supposed to do 1, not all 3. Your 3 options are barbell glute bridges, glute ham raises, or single leg stiff-legged deadlifts. Choose one of those and enjoy. And the other part also has an either or. It's either strict shoulder press or strict handstand push-ups. And if you do the strict handstand push-ups, it says you'll just accumulate 30 to 50 reps. So if handstand push-ups are something you're very good at, you'd lean more towards the 50 reps. If there's something you struggle with, you'd lean more towards the 30. You just get there in whatever number of sets and rest intervals makes sense for you. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes. Casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch, the foam roller for the back and lats, and the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. All of those have videos. And this final sentence closes out the day's training, and it closes out every day's training. We mean it. We hope you take it to heart. Remove ego. Embrace scaling. Be smart. Be safe. Support each other. Have fun. And post your results. And I will see you tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.